at Tanger Outlets. Find all the best brands, all on sale, every day. Step into the season's newest arrivals and save big on the styles you love. Shop Under Armour, Michael Kors, Crocs, and more. With up to 70% off, plus an extra 25% off for a limited time. Hurry in for amazing deals from the brands you love. Only at Tanger Outlets.
Welcome to Empires, Dominance and Legacy, the podcast where we unravel the stories of history's most influential empires. Today, we're diving into the Safavid Empire, a dynasty that not only transformed Persia's political and cultural landscape, but also played a pivotal role in establishing Shia Islam as a defining element of its identity. Let's explore the rise, golden age, and lasting legacy of this remarkable empire. The story of the Safavid Empire begins in the early 16th century with Shah Ismail I, a charismatic leader of a prominent Sufi order. Born into a family with deep spiritual influence, Ismail ascended to leadership at a young age, uniting a diverse group of followers, the Kizilbash, under his banner. In 1501, he declared himself Shah of Persia and established Tabriz as his capital. His most defining act, however, was proclaiming Shia Islam as the state religion, setting the Safavid Empire apart from its sunny neighbors like the Ottoman Empire and the Uzbeks. This declaration wasn't just a religious move, it was a political masterstroke. By adopting Shia Islam, Ismail provided a unifying identity for his subjects and a counterbalance to Sunni dominance. This bold decision would shape Persian culture and society for centuries to come. Despite initial successes, Ismail faced challenges, including conflicts with the Ottomans, culminating in a devastating defeat at the Battle of Calderon in 1514. This loss highlighted the need for modernization, which would come to fruition under a later ruler. The Safavid Empire reached its zenith under Shah Abbas I, also known as Abbas the Great, who reigned from 1588 to 1629. Recognizing the weaknesses of his predecessors, Abbas implemented sweeping reforms to centralize power and strengthen the state. He reduced the influence of the Kizilbash, established a standing army equipped with modern firearms, and forged alliances with European powers to counterbalance Ottoman aggression. Abbas relocated the capital to Isfahan, transforming it into a jewel of the empire. The city became a masterpiece of Safavid architecture, featuring grand mosques, palaces, and public spaces that combined Islamic and Persian design elements. The Shah Mosque, with its stunning blue tilework and intricate calligraphy, stands as a testament to the architecture.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Natural genius of the era. Economically, Abbas revitalized the empire by developing infrastructure, including roads and caravanserais, to facilitate trade. The Safavids became renowned for their silk and carpet industries, which were highly sought after in European markets. These industries not only enriched the empire, but also helped establish Persia as a major player in global trade networks. Culturally, the Safavid era was a golden age for Persian art, literature, and science. Miniature painting reached new heights, blending intricate detail with vivid storytelling. Persian poetry, influenced by Sufi mysticism, flourished, and the Persian language itself was elevated as a medium for both artistic expression and administrative use. The Safavids also promoted intellectual exchanges with other cultures, fostering a vibrant scholarly environment. Religiously, the Safavids institutionalized Shia Islam, establishing seminaries and shrines that became centers of learning and pilgrimage. The shrine of Imam Reza in Mashhad and the city of Qom became focal points for Shia devotion and scholarship, solidifying Persia as the heartland of Shia Islam. Despite its many achievements, the Safavid Empire faced significant challenges in its later years. Weak leadership, economic stagnation, and external threats from the Ottomans and Uzbeks gradually eroded its power. By the early 18th century, internal strife and foreign invasions led to the empire's decline, and in 1736, the Safavid dynasty came to an end. However, the legacy of the Safavid Empire endures. Its promotion of Shia Islam continues to shape the religious and cultural identity of modern Iran. The artistic and architectural innovations of the Safavid era remain sources of inspiration and pride. Perhaps most importantly, the Safavid Empire demonstrated the power of cultural and religious unity in forging a strong and cohesive state. The Safavid Empire stands as a testament to the transformative potential of visionary leadership, cultural synthesis, and religious devotion. It bridged the gap between tradition and modernity, leaving a legacy that still resonates in the Middle East and beyond. Thank you for joining us on this journey through the Safavid Empire. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll explore another chapter in the story of empires that shaped our world.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.